for Africa News tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the Russian president has some harsh words about the U.S. government. Russian President Vladimir Putin has blamed the outgoing U.S. administration of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a Moscow news conference Tuesday, Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing salacious allegations about Trump was part of an effort by U.S. President Barack Obama's administration to undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect in spite of Trump's convincing presidential win. Putin described as fake an allegation in the dossier that Trump engaged in sexual activities at a Moscow hotel in 2013. Putin added that those responsible for the allegations are worse than prostitutes and questioned why Trump would need prostitutes when he's been with the most beautiful women in the world. Trump has blamed the intelligence community for leaking unsubstantiated information, which also linked Trump to the Russian government, and questioned whether Central Intelligence Director John Brennan was responsible. In a Twitter post last week, the president-elect compared the intelligence community to Nazi Germany. In an interview Monday with the Wall Street Journal, Brennan described the comparison to Nazis as repugnant and denied leaking the dossier. The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has said he would not consider renegotiating with Iran the Iran nuclear deal with the incoming Trump administration, which has repeatedly denounced the deal. Speaking at a news conference Tuesday on the first anniversary of the deal's signing, Rouhani said there would be no sense in trying to renegotiate it now. He said the nuclear deal is finished. It's been approved by the UN Security Council. This is VOA News. The search for